You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
There is a clear message that is coming through. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Scientific evidence, experts say, proves fully vaccinated people are protected in two ways.
Essentially, vaccines block you from getting and giving the virus.
I want to be clear. While vaccinated people can spread the virus if they get a breakthrough infection,
the fact that vaccinated people who do have a breakthrough infection are clearly capable of transmitting the infection to an uninfected person.
Why are the doctors not here in the briefing room to take our questions?
You know what, Kelly, I would argue that we had the President of the United States speak to this yesterday. He gave a more than 30-minute speech about where we are as a country. I mean, he is a trusted voice. He's the leader of our country. No, but we heard from him, right? We heard from the president yesterday. We heard from the president about the Delta variant and vaccinations in general.
We have roughly 350 million people vaccinated in the United States.
I'm actually quite proud of the medical services from Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Africa, Latin America, Eastern Europe, Russia. The vast majority of the people speaking up who are doctors and scientists and epidemiologists and nurses are saying the vaccines don't work and are killing most people, and the statistics show that.
I'm a Mayo Clinic-trained, board-certified pathologist, board-certified in anatomic and clinical pathology. So, yes, I have expertise in immunology and virology. This is where we are right now. So does that look like a pandemic? It was. It's not anymore. We're in an endemic now. Statistically, the pandemic is over in Idaho. You statistically, once we're below a set percentage, we are not in a pandemic right now. Is the disease present? Sure it is. Is it widespread? No. You know, we're still doing maybe 500 to 600 patient tests a day. At most, we're seeing 2% per day right now. And so the numbers are going way down. Their numbers are still high in a few states, but we're getting past that point. And here's why. Coronaviruses are seasonal. They follow a 6 to 9 month life cycle, and no matter what we do, they're going to do what they do, and then they're going to fade. What happened to SARS? What happened to MERS? What did we do to stop them? Nothing. They did their thing. Average COVID-19 death age, 78.6. Average age of death in North America every year, 78.6. What are our highest risk factors? Obesity, low vitamin D levels, advanced age. 90% of deaths in the state have been over 70 years of age. That's the at-risk population. We have stopped our society for something that's taking people that are already at that death risk age anyway. The virus is fragile. These are just little tidbits. It's fragile. It doesn't live outside. UV light fractionates it, kills it, blows it apart. Ventilation in the wind blows it away. It is insanity to wear a mask outside. It is absolute insanity. And that's science. That's science. There is not one study that has shown any super spreader event to have occurred outside. They have all been indoors with poor ventilation.
And I just think that we're kidding ourselves. If we think kids wearing masks helps, it probably even makes it worse.
You should also know that no vaccine, even the ones I support and would give to myself and my children, ever stops infection. In 2014, there was outbreak of mumps in the National Hockey League. The only people who came down the symptoms were the people who were unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status. Boy, that sounds like a great argument for vaccines. But a question that you should ask yourself, knowing that half of the people who came down with symptomatic disease had no contact with an unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status individual, where did they get the disease? And the answer was from the vaccinated individuals. No vaccine prevents you from getting infection. You get infected, you shed pathogen. This is especially true of viral respiratory pathogens. You just don't get symptomatic from it. So you cannot stop spread. You cannot make these numbers that you've planned on get better by doing any of the things you're doing, because that is the nature of viral respiratory pathogens. And you can't prevent it with a vaccine because they don't do the very thing you're wanting them to do.
But just imagine, you say, where are the scientists? Wouldn't they speak up? They all speak up and they get silenced, or the head. Three scientists came up with the world government plan that we're now... got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats, all amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Keys to Dream sheets, normally $100 and some dollars a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the Cyber Symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on band.video and infowars.com. Very big show we have for you today. A couple of really great guests. Artur Paulauskas, the well-known Canadian pastor who was arrested for daring to, you know, have a church in Canada. He'll be joining us to talk about the event that he was holding in Portland that was attacked by Antifa and in turn inspired a Christian reawakening there in the Pacific Northwest. We'll also have David Pine, who is the director of the National EMP Task Force. Be very interested to talk to him as well. So we'll open up the phone lines nice and early today. But let's begin, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, August 12th, 2021. Virginia School Board approves controversial transgender policy. A Northern Virginia school board voted Wednesday evening to approve a new policy expanding the rights of transgender students. In what was seen as a victory for LGBTQ advocates, the Loudoun County School Board approved a policy by 7-2 vote following hours of debate and after minor amendments were made. Policy 8040 requires teachers to use preferred pronouns and allows gender expansive and transgender students to participate in sports and other activities in a manner consistent with the student's gender identity. It also allows transgender students access to school facilities that correspond to their, quote, consistently asserted gender identity. It basically says that as young as kindergarten, children can choose their own pronouns and determine their own gender. And if they do choose to be transgender, this policy specifically notes that teachers are not obligated to actually tell the parents that their child is changing gender. So there you go. You can bring the child in, convince him that he's actually a girl, and hide that from the parent. Why would you want to hide that from the parent? Oh, because you know it's creepy and wrong and not what they would want. Of course, just like the law, right? After all, we've seen protest after protest, hundreds, sometimes thousands of parents showing up to this particular county school board to demand that laws like this or decisions like this are not made, standing up in protest saying, do not do this to our schools. But of course, this is our democracy, and in our democracy, the will of the people has no place. No, it's the will of the very few with the power. Wednesday's meeting was sparsely attended, a contrast with the board meeting Tuesday when the parking lot rallies were held and a public comment period went on for over 4 hours. Nearly 200 people came in to speak. Yeah, what side were they on? What side were they on? You know, we don't know. The meeting length prompted the school board to postpone its decision until Wednesday. So in other words, they're like, yeah, we'll make this decision Tuesday. Tuesday, hundreds of people show up to say, don't do this. We oppose this. We are protesting this. Do not pass this law. And they're like, all right, we'll just come back Wednesday when none of you are here and we'll pass it regardless. Hundreds of people also attended the meeting in June when the board considered the proposal publicly for the first time. The board's chair cut short public comment when parents refused to quiet down. It's time for comments from the public. All right, you're making too many comments. Decision over. We will now decide against all of the comments that we just heard. This is just how it is. It's just how we go. Meanwhile, a very reverse decision here. Transgender surgery for children constitutes child abuse. Texas commissioner rules. Genital mutilation of a child through reassignment surgery is child abuse, subject to all rules and procedures pertaining to child abuse. DFPS Commissioner Jamie Matters wrote in a letter to Governor Greg Abbott on Wednesday. In the letter, Masters noted that altering a child's genitals in pursuit of transgender identity, quote, may cause a genuine threat of substantial harm from physical injury to the child. Under Texas Family Code, the surgical procedure physically alters a child's genitalia for non-medical purposes, potentially inflicting irreversible harm to children's bodies. Generally, children in the care and custody of parents lack the legal capacity to consent to surgical treatments, making them more vulnerable. A ray of light. A shocking ray of light, a shocking glimpse of common sense in today's world. It's actually rather sad that this is such a notable and novel event that you have somebody with just an iota of power coming out and saying, hey, you know, it's kind of not good to choose to mutilate forever the genitals of an 8-year-old. Period. Like that. That's it. Right. Just like, oh, I just feel like I want to chop my son's cock off. And they're just like, I don't know. That might be child abuse. We're still getting to the bottom of this. Wow. You know, maybe we can puzzle this out eventually. A lot of news today about corporations requiring workers to get vaccinated, as well as various municipalities requiring vaccinations throughout the country. But the troubling part is this. 64% of Americans said in June or July that they would support federal, state, or local governments requiring everybody to get vaccinated. Because, again, this is not necessarily a group, you know, the government imposing this on people. Over half of Americans want this. They want to be forced to take an inoculation that, by their own numbers, according to the CDC, provides no more than 42% protection and does not limit transmission of the Delta variant, or any other variant for that matter. So 64% of Americans are just stupid, suicidal, I guess. Here are the companies that are now requiring employees to be fully vaccinated. Tyson Foods, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Netflix, Walmart, BlackRock, Morgan Stanley, Saks Fifth Avenue, The Washington Post, Ascension Health, Lyft, Uber, Twitter, Walmart, and the Walt Disney Corporation. You know, all the good guys. All the good guys with your best interests in mind. You know, like Walmart. You know, like Tyson Foods. You know, just the massive singular corporations that, again, this just goes directly into the Great Reset. This was the purpose of the lockdowns, right? Destroy all the smaller businesses, consolidate all of that economic power into a few massive corporations, and then you can control those massive corporations and the people who work there by denying them existence if they refuse to bow to your whim. So this is all part of the plan. And as denoted in the Rockefeller lockstep paper, like, this is the purpose of the New World Order. This is what they want, because they literally think that the bigger a corporation is, the better it is. Like, it's pretty much as simple as that. And this is why, because when you have these massive corporations with tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands or even millions of people working for them, you can dictate policy to massive swaths of the human population using your power as a corporation and not having to actually listen to the dictates that limit our government from doing things like this. Really very convenient the way this works out. In fact, this is happening hand in hand with the federal government as Biden is meeting with CEOs requiring their employees to get vaccinated and urging others to follow their lead. President Joe Biden met on Wednesday with the heads of several companies and institutions that are requiring their employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19, aiming to encourage more companies to follow suit, a White House official said. So there you go. Just a little fascism for you. Just a little cooperation, a little bit of a merger between the federal government and corporations, because the federal government knows. They're like, we don't have that ability. Far be it from us to mandate vaccines. That is a vicious violation of our most basic human rights. So we'll just bring in the CEOs and then we'll fire people if they don't listen to us. It's pretty simple, actually. Not really that complicated. Here's some more requirements from across the United States. Philadelphia businesses ordered to require masks or COVID-19 vaccines for customers and employees. So now Philadelphia businesses will have the option of either verifying that employees and customers are vaccinated or requiring masks in their establishment. Just one or the other. It's like,
they're not even pretending like any of this is about COVID anymore, right? We know masks don't work. They just don't. We know the vaccines also literally just don't work. 42% protection at this point and zero protection from the Delta variant. But go ahead and get your second, your third shot, especially if you're a pregnant woman, according to the CDC. Just absolutely insane. But it's just like you can either, you know, have a track and trace digital panopticon surveillance system where everybody that comes into your restaurant has to present a QR code in order to verify that they are who they say they are and they have received the experimental vaccine, or you have to wear a mask. But not because it actually helps to stop this COVID. We know that it doesn't. No, no. The mask is submission. The mask is humiliation. You can either be humiliated with a mask and limited and uncomfortable and lacking oxygen, or you can submit to our experimental vaccine. The choice is yours. This is extortion. This is blackmail. This is horrific. LA also requiring now vaccinations for indoor spaces, including restaurants, bars, gyms, and stores. What do I keep saying, folks? This is it. I mean, this is it. This is the crucible.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite. And all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we have quite a hefty daily dispatch here, so we'll try to get through the rest of it in today's this segment, and then we'll take your phone calls in the next segment and for the rest of the show moving forward until we welcome our guests Arthur Pawlowski and David Pine in the second half of the program. So continuing on here with the daily dispatch, Pentagon releases religious exemption guidelines for bypassing mandatory vaccine. Pentagon on Tuesday released guidelines for how service members could request a religious exemption in lieu of getting the coronavirus vaccine, which is pretty nice, actually. They say there is a religious exemption possibility for any mandatory vaccine, and there's a process that we go through to counsel the individual, both from a medical and from a command perspective, about using a religious exemption, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said today. Yes, we will counsel them. We'll counsel them quite severely, I'm sure. CDC amends Florida's COVID-19 numbers after pushback from state officials. Center for Disease Control and Prevention adjusted its COVID-19 tracking for the state of Florida on Tuesday as confusion over reporting practices sparked a feud between federal and state employees or authorities. The CDC website showed a record high numbers for Sunday, August 8th. The Florida Department of Health balked, accusing the agency of folding several days of new cases into one. The gap was significant, with the CDC initially claiming there were 28,000 new cases on Sunday, while the Florida DOH put that number at 15,000. On Tuesday, the CDC adjusted its number down to 19,000. Oh, just one of those accidents. Oh, oopsie daisy. Oopsie daisy is just like, you know, the mainstream media and the government just constantly harping about Florida and claiming that Florida is just a quagmire of death because of Ron DeSantis' failure to adhere completely and unquestioningly to the dictates of the scientists. And so just a coincidence, I guess, the CDC just accidentally inflates the number of infected in Florida by 10,000 people. Just one of those happy coincidences that seems to happen over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Anti-vax nurse injects 8,600 with saline instead of COVID vaccine because she's a hero. German nurse is being investigated for allegedly injecting thousands of people with a placebo instead of the coronavirus vaccine. Now, they don't actually say how she was discovered, how this was discovered, how this was figured out exactly. I'm going to guess that there was a severe lack of, twitching corpses left behind her. Maybe, none of her patients died. So they're like, what's going on here? None of your patients have myocarditis. None of your patients' heart have exploded. None of your patients are weeping and crying and saying their bones hurt because for months afterwards, the vaccine is ravaging their entire body. Something must be up here. What's going on? It's actually very interesting. I would love to see the numbers on this. I would love to know the outcome of her 8,600 patients. That's a huge sample of a placebo group, and we can actually compare that to a similar size sample of people who actually received the vaccine. We can compare side effects versus people who got COVID and the severity of their cases. We could actually have a real good understanding with this sort of impromptu scientific study, but we won't do that because the outcomes will be against what the vaccine pushers want them to be. So we won't find any of that science out. Of course not. Speaking of, EU looking into new possible side effects of the mRNA COVID-19 shots. Well, good. It's only been out for 6 months, so you might as well look into the possible side effects now at this point, right? Truly incredible. Skin rash, two kidney disorders being studied by EMA. Two new conditions reported by a small number of people after vaccinated with the COVID-19 shot from Pfizer and Moderna are being studied to assess what they may be possible side effects. Erythema multiforme, a form of allergic skin reaction. Glomerulonephritis, or kidney inflammation. And nephrotic syndrome, a renal disorder characterized by heavy urinary protein loss, are being studied by safety committee of the European Medicine Agency. There's like, yeah, this, it's just like any other vaccine. Like, you've gotten vaccines for mumps and measles, right? Like, it's the same thing. And it's like, well, it's not really the same thing. And the side effects are everything from blood clots in every part of your body to myocarditis and pericarditis to inflammation in your brain to memory loss
to just like, it's just like a million different things that have nothing to do with a respiratory illness whatsoever, because you are guinea pigs. You are a medical experiment, and it's not going well. VAERS latest data includes two new reports of teen deaths following COVID vaccine, as total reports of deaths exceed 12,000. 12,000. 12,000 deaths from the vaccine reported to VAERS. Mind-blowing stuff, especially when you consider how very rare it is that people actually report things to VAERS. We all know that VAERS is probably something like a quarter to one-tenth of the actual number of side effects. So I'd put money on probably over 100,000 deaths from vaccines, just extrapolating from that 12,000 number that VAERS actually reports. As if it weren't enough, VAERS data released today by the CDC showed a total of 545,338 reports of adverse events from all ages, including following COVID vaccines, including 12,366 deaths and 70,000 serious injuries between December and July of this year. Wow. Absolutely mind-blowing. And then, of course, you have the European VAERS. Now, that's just American VAERS. The European VAERS, over 20,000 dead. For 20,000 people dead from this vaccine, but if you don't get it, you can't participate in normal life. Really incredible. Here's a great example of why exactly the entire thesis of the globalists is utterly wrong. Chicken recall, 60,000 pounds of chicken products recalled after salmonella outbreak in 8 states. Serenade Foods, a Milford independent establishment, is recalling approximately 60,000 pounds of frozen, raw, breaded, and pre-browned stuffed chicken products that may be contaminated with salmonella. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food and Safety Inspection Services, because this is the issue, right? If you have, and I don't know if I have time to explain. I'll get into exactly why this discredits the entire globalist New World Order scheme later in the program. Chinese, Russian militaries hold drills in northwest China. So they've engaged in joint exercise in northwest China in a sign of growing military ties between Moscow and Beijing amid shared concerns over the instability in Afghanistan. This report out from Fox News, John Kerry family jet already admitted estimated 30 times more carbon in 2021 than the average vehicle does in an entire year. So just whenever he talks about climate change, whenever he talks about reducing carbon, just understand that he's not a hypocrite. He's a liar. He is a liar. Okay. It's not being a hypocrite. It's being a liar. If I tell you not to smoke and I smoke, I'm kind of being a hypocrite. But I'm still telling the truth. I'm still telling you shouldn't do the thing, even though I'm doing it. You know, it's like, I may be a hypocrite, but I'm not lying. This guy is a liar. He knows what he's doing. He knows he's peddling bull crap and not adhering to the thing that he's forcing you to adhere to, because he doesn't believe in the thing that he's using to justify your oppression. It's hypocrisy, lying, and tyranny. Ignore them, or rather destroy them. New data on coronavirus vaccine effectiveness may be a wake-up call. No, probably not. These people are dead, not asleep. They're dead. Their souls are dead. Their minds are dead. They're not asleep. They're dead. They would wake up. Any of this stuff should wake them up. They won't. They're dead. A new preprint study that raises concerns about the mRNA vaccine's effectiveness against Delta, particularly Pfizer's, has already grabbed the attention of the top Biden administration officials. The study found that the Pfizer vaccine was only 42% effective against infections in July. So get the vaccine. It might kill you. It won't protect you, but you have to get it or you won't be able to participate in regular life. Is that a wake-up call? Wake up. Are you dead? Wake up. Atlanta mother files complaint against elementary school after principal segregated students based on race. Posey discovered the racial segregation policy by accident when inquiring about switching her daughter into another classroom. When the principal denied the transfer request, the reason stated was that the requested classroom was not for black children. No, I'm sorry, you can't go to that classroom. It's for black children. I'm a progressive. Or it's not for black children. I'm a progressive. Chinese media fabricated Swiss biologists. Made up a person.
So when I first started taking survival skills, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original survival shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye, also described as the seat of the soul. The pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them, and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan, or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, finishing up here with the Daily Dispatch. Chinese media fabricated Swiss biologists who claimed the U.S. had pressured the WHO into investigating the Wuhan COVID lab leak theory. Chinese state media allegedly fabricated, out of whole cloth, a Swiss biologist and quoted him, claiming that the U.S. had pressured the WHO into investigating the Wuhan lab leak theory. As reported by the Daily Mail, the People's Daily, China Daily, and CGTN television stations all quoted the biologist, Wilson Edwards. However, all stations conveniently deleted the content after the Swiss embassy said it had no records of him as a citizen and called for Chinese media outlets to remove the post. Truly incredible, and probably a little glimpse into the future where it's just like, yeah, if they want to discredit something, they will literally just make somebody up. It's like, trust the scientists. And who are the scientists? They don't exist. They are literal fabrications of the state media in order to convince you to do what they want. Remember, people don't just lie for no reason. People lie for reasons. Some people are just pathological liars, and they might just lie for the sheer thrill of it.
But 99.9% of the time, people lie to cover up something. They lie because the truth is inconvenient. They lie because they're trying to achieve something with their lie. So all of these lies that are revealed every day here on this program, The Alex Jones Show and The War Room, you have to ask yourself, why are they lying and what is the truth that they're trying to conceal? The truth they're trying to conceal here is that nobody pressured the WHO into investigating the lab leak. They investigated the lab leak because it leaked from a lab. So that's what they're trying to cover up there. Just keep that in mind. This story, just mind-blowing. Mind-blowing how appropriate it is. Photo of child surrounded by men in bondage gear wins award by Dutch Pride organizers. This photo wasn't just taken. It was given an award. It was called the number one photograph of the entire Pride experience in the Netherlands. The photograph features a little girl, and little, by the way. And guys, you can find this photo. She's probably five, maybe six, tiny little girl, surrounded by dozens of men wearing revealing black harnesses in the upper half of their bodies and black leather shorts while she plays on her swing set. A woman who's believed to be the child's mother reportedly invited the men into her home to change into their featured outfits. And essentially, the comment under this, the reason they chose this is, they're like, hopefully this is what we see from now on. Hopefully this is normal from now on, is that you just have a bunch of, grown male perverts, having weird degenerate bondage sex around, 6-year-olds. This is the future that they want. They're not even hiding it. It's not like this photo was taken and then they tried to hide it and we discovered it. They awarded this photo with a prize. Okay. So it's not that complicated. They want to diddle kids. That's the result. That's the only thing you need to know about this. They're going to be very prideful when they do it. Okay. Unearthed video shows a naked Hunter Biden claiming Russian drug dealers stole his laptop. The Russians have videos of me doing crazy effing sex, Hunter Biden said in unearthed footage telling prostitute that Russian drug dealers stole another one of his laptops. It's just son of the president just cavorting with dirty whores and telling them state secrets. Just what a wonderful world that our liberal compatriots have built for us these days. Just mind-blowing bullcrap on every different level. I'm going to have a hard time getting through the first half of this show until we get to the guests. In fact, I'm going to give out the phone number right now. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal. 1-877-789-2539. Just mind-blowing stuff, folks. And it's like every day, just everything gets worse, exponentially worse. They really are making their final move here now. They really are implementing their final measures of total control. And we're seeing it piece by piece fall into place exactly as we have foretold for so long. These numbers should be a wake-up call. No, half these people are not asleep. They're dead. They're zombies. They're living meat puppets being controlled by forces that they can't even comprehend. So I can tell you one thing that you can do to push back. One very, very effective maneuver you can take to help resist this imminent and horrific onslaught. Let's go to InfoWarsStore.com. Or not. You know, maybe just go along with everything they want you to do. Just give your children over to the perverts. Just give them over to the scientists. Let them inject whatever they want into you. Don't even ask what's in the needle or why they're giving it to you. Just submit totally. Don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. My God, that's the last thing they want you to do. Just submit. Be a good little slave. Don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Give yourself over to them totally. Don't support people fighting back against this. Just go to Walmart. Just give all your money to the people requiring vaccines. Give all your money to the people lobbying the government to lock down and shut down small businesses so they can consolidate and gain more power. Just give your money to Amazon and Microsoft. Just give your money to the horrific Satanist perverts. Don't give it to InfoWars. Don't give it to the Americans. Don't give it to the Patriots. Don't give it to the people fighting back against all of this. Just give all of your power and all of your will over to people who hate you and want you to submit and will force you into degradation and slavery. Just give it to them. Don't give it to InfoWars. You know, why would you give it to InfoWars? All we do is spend every minute of our lives trying to fight back against this, trying to ferret out the little deceits just littered in every one of these stories. That's all we're doing here. So don't give the money to us, right? We're just here trying to fight back, trying to raise human liberty, trying to expand consciousness, trying to bring people together, you know, to remind us that we're human beings and we actually have souls and wills and power, and we don't have to be just subservient robots to some sick programmer in some other country. Just give your money to Walmart. Just do it. Why not? Why not? Just give up, right? Or you can fight back, or you can stand with us, or you can actually fund one of the most powerful and important forces of resistance that exists in this country right now, InfoWarsStore.com. We could really use your help, because trust us, you think they're coming after you? You think they're coming after, you know, just parents and school boards? Like, you have any idea what they're trying to do to us? And so you can help them by not going to InfoWarsStore.com, or you can resist them. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, fight back against this, and help to build a bulwark against this totalitarian globalist onslaught, InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, you're getting the best products you can possibly get, because just like our news is the most in your face, just like our position is unwavering and immovable in the sense that we know that we're right and we will stand up against any attempts to gaslight us into submission. It's the same thing with the products. We know what we push is the best stuff out there because we take it ourselves. It's as simple as that. We don't push things that we don't believe in. Same news as it is when we sell things. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. If you trust our news, if you trust our ability to actually bring you the truth in the face of overwhelming opposition, then hopefully you'll understand that that same theory of operation continues into InfoWars Store in the way that we fearlessly stand up against the globalist onslaught. Boost your body's natural defenses. Super sale to 50% off right now. Only 6 days left. And yes, folks, the activated charcoal toothpaste is back and in stock, and you can get it right now. I know people have been waiting for that for quite a while. Well, it's back. I'm not sure how long it'll last, since we probably have a couple months of, you know, potential buyers just sitting there waiting to snap this stuff up. So make sure to go there now. Not only will you be able to actually get it before it runs out of stock, but you'll get it at a massively discounted price. And you can get the combo charcoal mouthwash and toothpaste together for an even greater discount. Look, is that 100% five-star ratings? I'm telling you, folks, we don't lie. We just don't lie. That's just not what we do here. So maybe a little breath of fresh air, hopefully, that you experience every morning and every day here at InfoWars.com. Let's see. I got time for a video here. Maybe not. I have so many good videos. Because people are standing up. People are fighting back. People are realizing what's going on and realizing that they don't have to be helpless little bystanders allowing totalitarian psychopaths to run their lives. They can stand up against it. They can fight back. They can speak out, and they're doing so to very great effect. The problem is we're just getting started. The ball is just starting to roll. This time next year, I hope every one of these sick school boards that is just issuing dictates completely at odds with the vast majority of the people that they're supposed to serve. I hope every one of those school boards by this time next year is populated by people like this woman, populated by the people that are now speaking up against them. Hopefully they'll be sitting on the dais next year. Hopefully this isn't a flash in the pan. This isn't just, you know, an uprising at a time of extremity that then, you know, pitters out. We need to maintain this energy, increase this energy, and dominate in the next year.
You've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats, all amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex, with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Keys to Dream sheets, normally $100-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock and it's available at only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world, and it's the only choice we've got. Freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll go out to your phone calls momentarily, and we've got a couple people who want to talk about their work, either mandating vaccines or helping people being, you know, rewarded for getting the vaccine and punished for not getting the vaccine. So I want to go to this video. I'm just going to play the whole thing because it really is worth it. Frontline nurses expose discrimination and harassment from healthcare providers on mask mandates. I don't know if I can add much to this video. She really says it all, and it's rather horrific what she notes is going on. And she notes it here, but of course these are the same nurses that, you know, we were told to clap for. They're the heroes. They're posters and murals all around of these hero nurses, you know, making TikTok dance videos and wearing masks. Worked the entire pandemic. They didn't get time off, right? They weren't furloughed away. They didn't get to go, you know, just hang out for a year and get $3,000 a week from the government for doing nothing. They actually worked. They actually had to care for people. No vaccine. No, you know, magical resistance to it. They had to risk their lives to do this. And now that we supposedly have the vaccine, they're basically just being tossed to the side like trash for refusing to obey unquestioningly the dictates of people that don't have nearly as much experience as they do in the medical realm. So truly incredible stuff and a very, very powerful statement here from the frontline nurses.
Let's go now to clip number 9. Frontline nurses exposed discrimination and harassment from healthcare providers on the vax mandates. Here it is.
My name is Katie, and I've been an Oakland County resident for 35 years. I'm in my 11th year of nursing and have worked for Henry Ford since 2014. I'm an educator in a general practice unit where we do care for COVID patients, most of which are fully vaccinated. The threat from my employer all started in March of 2020 when I, like many others, received an email stating that I was deployed inpatient to help during the pandemic and to care for COVID patients. If I did not accept, I would be suspended for 3 days, offered the same assignment, and if I refused, I would be fired. I was deployed for 3 months and received no COVID pay while caring for COVID patients. We did run out of PPE, received one surgical mask per week, and even had to wear trash bags as gowns at one point. In June of 2021, I received an email from Henry Ford threatening termination of employment, this time for noncompliance with their COVID vaccine mandate by September 10th. The hospital offered COVID listening sessions for staff to ask questions. I attended and I did ask questions respectfully. Shortly after, I was greeted by the chief nursing officer and administration stating they noticed I was at the sessions and that I seemed distressed. They said I needed to take a week off of work to think. I was told that as a leader, it is not my job to question policy. This was followed up with an email from the CNO stating I would be off work for the week and I needed to report to her upon my return. When I did return, I was pulled aside for a meeting with the CNO, HR, and leadership in the middle of my 12-hour shift with a 6-patient assignment and a nursing student. I was warned that I could have been fired for my questions at the listening session. I was warned that as a leader, I must get on board with what the system is doing. I was told not to answer any further questions regarding the COVID vaccine. I was offered help finding another job and told that if I disagree with this mandate, I should be respectful to leadership and administration and resign my position. Since then, I've been pulled aside almost every shift by management and asked, do you have questions about the mandate or your termination? How do you feel about me posting your position? It's constant harassment. All managers have been sent a list of employees on their unit who have not been vaccinated. These staff are now being pulled aside one by one and questioned. They are being pressured, coerced, and intimidated into receiving the vaccine. They are being told they won't be able to find other jobs in healthcare, and those in school are being told they must comply in order to receive future education. We have now been branded anti-vaxxers and have a scarlet letter on our chest. I ask you, what happened to HIPAA? Is medical segregation okay? Now Henry Ford is offering a $10,000 sign-on bonus for nurses and $25 extra an hour for extra shifts. They are actively recruiting Canadian nurses and agency nurses to fill our positions. We went from hero to zero, essential to expendable. Please, I ask you to consider who will care for you when Henry Ford forces us to voluntarily resign our position for refusal of vaccine mandate. After working through this entire pandemic, risking our lives and staying healthy, they will even make receiving unemployment a challenge. Please help us support our freedom of choice. It is the best things you can give to all healthcare workers and to your community. Our body, our choice, and as we said when we came here, for liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Hey.
Really incredible. And another nurse actually goes after her and says largely the same thing, but you can hear, I mean, she's literally pleading. She's like, please, for the love of God, help us. Can you imagine? Can you possibly imagine for a year and a half working your ass off as a nurse? Literally risking your life. I mean, you're interacting with COVID patients on a daily basis, helping to care for them. And then all of what she just discussed, all of the pressure that she discussed, the discrimination, the threat of termination, the fact that they're now listing her job and telling somebody else, you'll get $10,000 as a bonus and $25 an hour extra. They're not offering it to her, who's worked for a year without that bonus, without that pay, without the safety of the vaccine, right? She's risked her life to care for COVID patients. And now they're just flaunting in her face, we're going to offer somebody else $10,000 extra to replace you. Why? Why is all of this discrimination, all of this abuse going on? Because she asked questions. Because she politely asked questions at a time when they were told now is the time to ask questions. Horrific discrimination. And as she points out, they're going to try to make it harder to collect unemployment. Or just discriminating against her in general. Meanwhile, at exactly the same time, on exactly the same day, you have stories like this, the CDC saying that the Pfizer vaccine is only 42% effective. So all of this is for a vaccine that does not even prevent infection. According to them, according to the people promoting it, it's only 42% effective. Meanwhile, the VAERS data that's just been released shows over 12,000 dead and over 20,000 dead in Europe, with almost 2 million injuries, severe lifelong injuries because of these vaccines. So incredibly risky vaccines, completely unapproved, completely untested by the FDA, and ineffective. And yet if you don't not just submit to getting it, but unquestioningly submit, like I use the word unquestioningly a lot, she literally is facing this discrimination for asking questions. That's it. Like, vaccine bigotry is bogus. Like, and then people tell you that this doesn't exist, and it's not true. These people are sick beyond belief, and I just don't know. I don't know. I mean, these people don't have souls. So they literally aren't human beings, I guess. Like, you can sit here and listen to that woman, and you're just, like, stone-faced, like, she should have just taken the vax. Shouldn't have asked questions. She wanted a job. She should have taken, screw your freedom, right? That's what Arnold Schwarzenegger says. Literal Nazi, right? Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing stuff. But, of course, these are just the very few number of stories that break their way through the mainstream media. You would think the mainstream media would maybe want to report on this disgraceful discrimination, but, of course, they don't want to. That's what we're here for. So now we go out to the phone calls. Ben in Oklahoma says people at his work are getting benefits for getting vaccinated. Tell us about this, Ben.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to call in here and talk to you guys about this, let everybody know that, you know, if you're going through the same thing, you're not alone. Basically, the people that are getting vaccinated, this just released 2 days of my job via the work email. You get vaccinated, $500 bonus. You get sick, they give you a 10-day paid sick leave. They pay for it. Unvaccinated people, they have to wear a mask. They get no bonus, and they have to use their PTO to pay for the sick leave. It's a 10-day quarantine that they put you on. And then the vaccinated don't have to wear a mask. And prior to this, nobody had to wear a mask. There was nothing going on with the vaccine. And so I guess I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm either going to find another employer that's a real American company, or I'm going to stay there and resist the mandates until they fire me.
I mean, I'd say stay there and resist. Who do you work for, Ben?
Well, I don't want to put it out there in case they decide to come after me, but it is a major casino, I guess, company in the Oklahoma region.
Windstar, probably. I got to ask, why would they come after you for announcing what they've made a company policy? Did they tell you not to?
Yeah, part of the employment when you first apply, basically you can't. They don't even want you speaking. Mm. You speak anything that is contrary to their policies or might bring them bad publicity, it will get you terminated. So, but the people I have been working with there, I've been speaking out, be like, dude, I'm telling you, don't get this vaccine. You know, people have been dying. I've been trying to tell as many people as I can, but I guess some people want the $500. And but for the most part, I just want to let everybody know Jesus Christ is Lord, and God, you know, this is all in God's hands, and I believe we all need to get together via alternative social media sites, Gab, Getter.
Look, Ben, I feel for you, and I get mad. I'm obviously not mad at you. I'm mad at you at this company of yours. I say resist. Just don't make it easy for them. I mean, if they want to fire you, if they want to go through that, I say make them, force you out and then sue the crap out of them, man. Honestly, you got to lawyer up.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, with a deeper source, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to literally my brain was enlightened. I could think again. again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed. For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. We'll get to your phone calls here in this first five-minute segment. But first, I want to play clip number four here. This is a man by the name of Big John Fury, father of the world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury. He's talking about the COVID vaccine, the COVID virus. And again, this is it's like a flashback. This is like, you know, it's a cliche. Back when men were real men and women were real women. That used to be a cliche, right? It was like kind of a joke. I think the beginning of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is like, back when men were real men and women were real women and little fuzzy creatures from, you know, Severus Nine were fuzzy little creatures from Severus Nine. Now we're in a world where that's actually fairly accurate. Like the time before, about 4 years ago, was a time when men were men and women were women. Now that literally doesn't exist, and you have very popular leftists who are literally just flabbergasted at the fact that mothers can't have penises. I mean, it's just, we're in an insane, insane part of, you know, human history. And so, this is, John Fury. He's just sort of a flashback to like the time before a decade ago when, people actually had free will and thought for themselves and could stand up against oppression. It's a sight to see. Here he is, Big John Fury.
Do you see this fight happening over the summer? Or if not, do you see it happening this year?
Listen, I don't know. They're waiting for crowds, aren't they? But we're going to wait a long time for crowds, Andy. Life will never be the same again. Get used to it, people. Get used to the control. Get used to being told what to do. Get used to the big brother. Get used to everything. You know, you'll need a passport next to go and have a crap. You know, and some people, like myself, I'd rather be dead than live like that. I'd rather be dead. If I couldn't have freedom of speech and walk where I wanted and go where I wanted without all these superhuman rules, these AI intelligence rules, making us like robots. We're human beings, we're not robots. We've got a brain, we've got a body. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, give us that. Let us use it. Let us use it. Because that's all I'm saying on the matter. It's never going to be the same again. Ever. It's going to get worse. Hold on for a white knuckle ride, because there's more to come, and I said it first.
To follow up on it, John, just to kind of loop back to it, I don't know whether to take that as kind of an answer on it with regards to do you feel it would happen or not this year, just your thoughts on it, kind of on that.
I'm not bothered if it happens or not, to be honest with you. I'm pissed off with everything, to be honest and truthful with you. You can tell the way this interview's going. You know, I'm a man with a fire burning inside of me to do something I can't do. Because what do you want to do? You've got to be controlled. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. I don't want to go out my front room anymore. I don't socialise with people no more. I don't speak to people because everybody's gone robotic. No one's got any sense anymore. You know, the only sense I can get is off an 80-year-old man. The rest of them are total idiots. Brainwashed fools. That's what I call them. God give you a brain, start using it.
You know. Literally as simple as that. But it's a choice, right? What did Kanye West say? Slavery is a choice. He's like, it'll never be the same again. It will be. It will be if we stand up against this. Oh, it won't ever be the same again if we allow it, if we let them continue to do this. But this is a choice. This is a contest of human wills. It's a contest between a bunch of slave-like, robotic, controlled, Pavlovian idiots and the free will of humanity. So which one's going to win? Well, whichever one stands up, whichever one fights harder, whichever one refuses to give in, refuses to give up, and forces their will on the others. Now, the will we want to force on other people is freedom, is live your own life, is stop being scared, stop being tricked, stop being lied to. Stand up for God's sake and prevent people who hate you from dictating your every move. Prevent them from latching onto you a collar of AI control. Just stand up. Fight back, resist, don't pull yourself away, don't give up, don't resign yourself to this conclusion. That's what they want. All they want you to do is go, it's over, I can't do anything, it's too bad, I better just lie down and take it. That's the only thing that means they win. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Stand up, fight back, don't give in, don't quit, don't run away, don't segregate yourself, stand up, fight back, and win!
You've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats, all amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex, with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Keys to Dream sheets, normally $100-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Humanity at a crossroads, ladies and gentlemen. Two doors to cross through. One hides behind it. Total human slavery. Total dictation from above. Your entire life controlled by forces beyond your comprehension, even beyond your control, beyond your oversight, and serving their own purpose. Through the other door is human freedom. The problem is these two doors are not equal. One is got a nice paved road with a bunch of brainwashed idiots cheering you on. The mainstream media is urging you down that road, and corporations are urging you down that road, and the government's urging you down that road. And it's colorful and beautiful and rainbow colored, and behind it is slavery and death and misery and a quagmire of human suffering. On the other side, oh, they've put up all the roadblocks they can. They put up signs. They've put up speed bumps. They've put up a metal wall. They've put up a fence. They're warning you, oh, through that door is danger. Through that door is death. Through that door is suffering and horror. It's not true. Through that door is freedom. Through that door is a beautiful green field of endless possibility and human achievement. Through that field is freedom. Through that field is glory. You've got to get past the roadblocks. You've got to get past these little inconveniences that are put into your path by the people that want to force you down that other road, force you through that other door from which there is no escape. Happy making bliss. Yeah, Auschwitz brought to you by George Soros. Mind-blowing stuff. I'm going to play one more video here before we go out to the phone calls. Rather horrific stuff. Clip number 6 here. Apparently what this video is, this is unconfirmed, but sure looks an awful lot like what it is. This is a child being kidnapped by social services and police under the new COVID emergency rules in Israel. So here's what it looks like when the government comes to take your baby away for not adhering to their COVID laws. Here it is. You ever seen a little hallway in an apartment? The Israeli police here entering in. Again, someone who speaks Hebrew or whatever language this is wants to call in and tell me I'm wrong. I'd love to hear it, but reportedly, and here you see the cop, you know, stand back over there. Don't film what we're doing. Don't show people, you know, what we're up to. You hear what I presume is the mother or a family member wailing and crying. Videographer again tries to get a view through the door and is scared away. Here the police officer is pulling out a stroller, and there's the baby. There's the kidnapping victim being taken away to the wails of a mother. So coming to a city near you, coming to a country near you, may not be that long before we see that on our shores. And I almost want them, it's almost like at this point, my entire philosophy is just like, do it. Just do it. Do it. Please, for the love of God, just do it. Give us the excuse. Give us the reason. Give us the justification. Start this fight so we can end it. Please. Won't you? Won't you just do what you want to try to do? You know, it's like that scene from the old Western where it's just like, pick up the gun. Pick up the gun. As soon as you pick up that gun, we're going to blow your brains out. So come after our kids. Come after us. Try to stick a needle in my arm. Give me an excuse, please. I'm sick of trying to, I'm sick of just waiting. Just waiting for this to happen. Just slow incrementalism, piece by piece. Just come after us. Please give me an excuse. Please. It's all I want. Let's go to the phone calls now. Mike in Florida says his pregnant wife is continually being pressured to take the vaccine. Thanks for calling in, Mike. You're on the air.
How's it going? I appreciate the opportunity. It's been a real battle with my wife. She's a geriatric pregnancy because she's 35, which puts her in a special category. And we've had three doctors sit us down and tell us to give her the shot, which is just insane. I mean, the CDC numbers talk about at least 13% total abortion rate. And I just think it's insane that they could push that on anybody.
And so what are these conversations like? I mean, do you present them with information counter to what they're saying, or are they interested in that? Or like, you know, what are they saying versus what are you saying? Just give us an insight into how exactly these conversations take place.
So the first off, it comes off as they're great salespeople. They sit us down, they tell us that the CDC as of a certain date has been prescribing for, pregnant women and breastfeeding women to be vaccinated. And they give us about a minute and a half speech. And then, they sit there and wait. You know, the first person who speaks loses, you know? And, so we basically just said, thanks for the information. We're leaving. And then I've asked as we're leaving, I said, do you have any documentation that you can show me, you know, where you're making this recommendation from? I've called back three times to the three different doctor's offices and they've never given me any data. No numbers, no studies that they're basing any of this off on. So it's really crazy. It's just like this ominous recommendation that says, give this vaccine to your pregnant wife. And it's insane. I can't believe that no doctor can give me any data to support their decision.
Well, there is no data to support their decision. In fact, according to like the Pfizer's own insert, they make it very clear that there is no information as to how this will affect pregnant women. As you point out, the CDC studies show a huge number of spontaneous abortions, especially in the first trimester. Report from InfoWars.com.
Right.
Pregnant doctor suffers miscarriage after receiving COVID-19 vaccine. It happens over and over and over again. I mean, it's insane. It is literally insane. They tell pregnant women not to drink, you know, unpasteurized milk. Don't drink fruit juice. Don't eat sushi. I mean, the number of restrictions that pregnant women are under, where they can't have anything because of the slightest little risk of maybe something perhaps going wrong. And yet they want to give you an experimental vaccine Like, I would bring that up to him. Just be like, wait, so I'm not supposed to eat sushi. I'm not supposed to, like, drink unpasteurized milk. I'm not supposed to drink unpasteurized fruit juice. I don't even know the number of restrictions that are on, but I'm sure your wife does, because pregnant women are very, very concerned about this. Unless, of course, it's the COVID vaccine, in which case it's an experimental, untested vaccine, which has been shown time after time again to cause spontaneous abortions, in which case they just accept them without question, I guess. I mean, it's absurd. It is absolutely insane that with the number of restrictions that pregnant women are perfectly willing to go under, that then they, there you go, most frequently reported adverse event is spontaneous abortion. 46 cases. 46 cases of spontaneous abortion as a result of the COVID vaccine study. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, because people don't say things like this to me. I don't know what it is, but like, whenever I'm there, nobody tries to pressure my wife into anything. And I don't know why. Because then I leave and my wife's like, yeah, like I went by myself and they were like really trying to get me to go on birth control. Like they really were trying to get me to go on birth control a lot, trying to get me to take the vax and stuff. Like, I don't know why people just don't try that crap with me. But, you know, I guess I'm lucky, because I would hate to be in Mike's position where you have doctors like pressuring you. But at the same time, I would love that. Because I would love to get in an argument with these people. I would love to humiliate them. I would love to make them question things. It doesn't happen to me for some reason. I don't know why. So I think you're in kind of a good position, Mike, where you can maybe like put your camera on in your phone in your front pocket, and just start presenting them with information, see how they react, and then upload it, you know, and tag them, be like, hey, everybody, here's what this doctor, you know, says when I present him with information. Like, we need to, I don't know. Conservatives are just too nice. We're too good. We're just too pleasant. It's like every one of these callers, like I love you guys, and I'm not in the position that you're in. I'm not trying to judge you at all. And like, it sucks to be in a position where like you have to lose your job or get the mask. Like it's really not good. But like, I just envy the leftists who just like any sort of slight just little inconvenience, they're just like burning things down and like throwing eggs at each other and just like insanity. It's just like, I just really wish that conservatives would stop being polite. Just stop being polite. Stop caring what people think about you. Start being obnoxious. Start being obstinate. Start being annoying. Start making a scene. Start making them question themselves. Like, just stand up. Damn it, please.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank, and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory.
TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that lasts for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution. All around the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not as your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. In the next segment, I will be welcoming Archer Pawlowski. It's hilarious. If you search his name on Google, it's like Archer Pawlowski, known Canadian agitator. He's like literally just a pastor that's just like giving a church sermon. Nazis are like kicking his door down to arrest him. And there's like, are you an agitator, sir? And he's like, I'm reading the gospel, actually. And there's like, on your knees, citizen. Just incredible stuff. So very excited to talk to him. We'll take as many phone calls as possible in this segment before welcoming him in, and then we'll take some phone calls for him or questions that you might have for him that I can ask him. But let me take a moment here to remind you that right now the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses sale is on at InfoWarsStore.com. And I got to say, the Dr. Jones's Activated Charcoal Toothpaste is, again, one of our most popular products and has been out for a little while, so I know people are been waiting to get that, and now it's back in stock. It's Dr. Jones's activated charcoal toothpaste. Absolutely one of the best, probably the best toothpaste you can get on the market right now. Fluoride free, of course. It doesn't have all the disgusting stuff that makes the rest of toothpaste as poisonous as they are. It's really incredible stuff. And of course, best of all, you support what we do here, which is hopefully, help you to resist. I mean, we can't do it all, and it's up to you guys. So, hopefully we can just be this resource for you guys, and if nothing else, like a spiritual affirmation that you don't need to bend your will to the dictates of people who hate you and don't know what they're talking about. Yes, you can actually be more informed than your doctor, believe it or not, especially like when we heard from that nurse a little bit earlier and heard the way that the management of hospitals, the management of medical communities are forcing their people to submit. I mean, it has nothing to do with knowledge, has nothing to do with, expertise. It's like, hey, if you question us, you'll be fired, so submit. And they're just like, oh, okay, I'll submit then. So just don't worry about what these people think or what expertise they pretend to have. Like, if you do your research, you probably know more than them. So stand up to them, fight back, be obnoxious, be obstinate. We need more obstinance in this country. That's what I believe. Let's go out to the phone calls now. Johnny in Hawaii, you're a certified occupational therapist whistleblower. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air.
No, you got it wrong, Harrison. Got a video about that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it's bombshell, and it's making its rounds. And it first emanated from our local aggregate source, Hawaii Free Speech News, and then it's gone to Health Impact News. And We the Pundit has it. It's basically this certified occupational therapist whistleblower. His name is Adrian Aguirre. It's 10 minutes of bombshell, calm, cool, and collected documentation of the work he's done in three COVID units and also working with the elderly population here. He basically went to the governor, emailed the lieutenant governor, who's a physician, and also our mayor, and nothing. All deaf ears, DOH. Nobody's looked into these allegations. And he says he's seen 32 elderly patients die from the jab.
My God. Thanks for that. We'll make sure to pull that video and hopefully play it. We'll at least upload it to band.video, but we'll try to get to that before the end of the show. Thank you for that suggestion. I really am excited to hear what that person says. And, you know, it's something I've heard quite a bit. And I mean, we need more whistleblowers. We need more people standing up and, you know, putting their face on camera and going, look, here's what I've experienced. Cause I hear from people all the time. A lot of times it's like secondhand. It's like, oh yeah, my friend works at CVS and he, you know, does the injections and like people just keel over dead. And it's like, wow, maybe you should tell somebody about that. Wow, maybe you should speak up if that's what you're seeing. Gee, you're murdering people. Maybe you should tell people that this is happening. So, you know, we'll always support whistleblowers and people who stand up, you know, for this, but you know, I can't report something that I heard, you know, secondhand is true. I assume it's true because it matches with all the other stuff that I've seen, but, you know, we need people standing up and actually speaking out against this. We'll make sure to go to that video. Thanks so much, Johnny, for bringing that to our attention. We'll bring that to the audience later in the program. Let's go now to Rodney in Georgia, who has an interesting comment about hydroxychloroquine. Thanks for calling in. Rodney, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to share my COVID experience. Maybe it'll help somebody out there. I have autoimmune disease called psoriatic arthritis. And this is where your immune system attacks your joints. Mm. It can be quite painful from time to time. Well, in March, I ended up getting COVID. And for a day or two, it was pretty mild. And then all of a sudden, I got a immune response. And my whole body started hurting extremely bad. I couldn't really get out of bed too much and stuff. I ended up going to the hospital, talking to my doctors. They were just prescribing me antibiotics, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams and stuff like that. They really didn't know what to do at this point. Sent me home. Anyways, fast forward about 20 days, I've been in bed, unable to go and work and stuff like that. I ended up calling America's Frontline Doctors. They had a teledoc on their website, and I talked to the doctor and stuff, and he wanted to prescribe me hydroxychloroquine, and I was definitely open to taking this prescription because I had talked to my doctor about it, and he didn't want to prescribe it to me.
Right.
So they ended up overnighting me hydroxychloroquine. And when I got that prescription, no joke, within 24 hours of me taking my first pill, I broke my fever and my pain went away. I was completely better.
Wow.
I was getting better every day. And then within like 3 days or so, my pain was completely gone. My fever was gone. I still had some brain fog and stuff like that. But this medicine obviously really, really helps.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Yeah. Personal experience with it. And I'm sorry you had to go through so much trouble to get it and suffer for a while because the doctor wouldn't give it to you. Did you, have you contacted the doctor that would not prescribe you the hydroxychloroquine since then?
I haven't even been into them anymore. Mm. I told my arthritis doctor about this, and my arthritis doctor now put me on hydroxychloroquine every single day, and it's been helping at my joints.
Wow.
It's a miracle. Like, it's been helping better than anything else I've been taking before. I really have minimal joint pain now, and so this is potentially going to lifesaver for me. You know, it's crazy.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm very happy to hear that, and we'll just add that to the stories of hydroxychloroquine saving lives and curing people, despite the fact that it's been demonized and actually made illegal in certain places. Really incredible stuff. Thank you for that, Rodney. Appreciate it and glad you're feeling better. Let's go quickly to Grim in Montana. Hopefully you can sum this up in the next minute or so because we're about to go to break. Strategy for moving forward, how to fight back. Grim, 1 minute. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Harrison. It's an honor to speak to you. So really quick, I want to explain that I've actually got it embedded with a lot of the public officials. I'm getting the story straight, and I think we really need to start actually getting involved with these people, start opening their eyes, and to... And start, oh, I've been scribbling notes, you know, start placing these people under citizens' arrest. Start investigating them. Start getting non-subjective evidence and start blowing them out of the water because there is a swamp here in Montana I mean, it's one of the most conservative states in the entire union, but the swamp here is so deeply embedded that we have to fight back and gather allies to come against them. So the good news is a lot of people on the RNC, maybe about a good 80% of them, they're aware and they're sounding the alarm, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'll tell you, Grim, if you know, people want to ask how to move forward. There's one simple phrase. Get involved. Get involved. Get involved. Get involved. Take over the school boards. Take over your local offices. And you can work your way up, but start local. Start small. Start affecting places that you can. Your neighborhood, your school district, your community, your county, your city, your state. Get involved locally. If every one of us got involved, this wouldn't be an issue. We wouldn't even have gotten to this point. That's the lesson we're learning.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal? Toothpaste and mouthwash. We only came out with it a year and a half ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months, and now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available at only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're still connecting with Artur Pawlowski. We're going to talk about his experience since having been arrested in Canada, and especially the event that occurred this weekend when a group of Antifa attacked his peaceful prayer rally, which resulted in the prayer rally being broken up, but then a resurgence of Christian activism in the Northwest Pacific. Truly bizarre and incredible stuff, and this guy's been at the center of all of it. So we're very excited to talk to him, but since we're having a little bit of technical issues on our end, I'm gonna take a moment to talk about something that I mentioned during the Daily Dispatch I said I'd get back to. So I'd like to just briefly go through this now. It's the story of the chicken recall. 60,000 pounds of chicken products recalled after salmonella outbreak in 8 states. This is the way that our food is processed now. It's not small family farms. It's not, you know, independent growers raising chickens or cows or goats and then selling them at the market, or even selling them to a distributor who then distributes them to restaurants or something natural and understandable and small scale. No, our food comes from massive factory farms with tens of thousands of animals in really horrific hell-like conditions, being pumped full of all sorts of disgusting stuff. And is this necessary? And is this good? Well, according to the New World Order and the globalists, this is actually the preferable way that everything should be run. And of course, we can go back to the Rockefeller document, not to any of the predictions that they make about lockstep or hack attack or anything of the sort, but actually looking at the scenario framework that they lay out and how they grade scenarios on a spectrum from good to bad, essentially. And they have political and economic alignment and adaptive capacity. You can have low adaptive capacity or high adaptive capacity. And they say that adaptive capacity is an uncertainty that refers to the capacity at different levels of society to cope with change and adapt effectively. The ability to adapt can mean proactively managing existing systems and structures to ensure their resilience against external forces, as well as the ability to transform those systems and structures when a changed context means they're no longer suitable. Adaptive capacity is generally associated with higher levels of education, as well as the ability of outlets for those who have educations to farther their individual and societal well-being. High levels of adaptive capacity are typically achieved through the existence of trust in society, the presence of tolerance, of novelty and diversity, the strength, variety, and overlap of human institutions, and essentially, they say that, and you can see it throughout the entire document, their entire philosophy is when you have really large corporations or really large organizations, they are better at adapting. They have better adaptive possibility because, after all, they say that, you know, Walmart, with its millions of people and its billions of dollars in the bank, if some sort of, you know, trouble happens, they're going to be better at handling it and better at adapting to the emerging situation than some sort of smaller, you know, mom and pop store, because mom and pop store doesn't have the money or the resources to deal with some sort of emerging situation. But what about this? What about when the emerging situation is the actual organization, such as the 60,000 pounds of chicken product recalled after a salmonella outbreak? Because when you consolidate things like food sources into a singular corporation, then all of a sudden a salmonella outbreak that would have, you know, if it was a small family farm, maybe a salmonella outbreak affects 20 to 30 people, you know, not that big of a deal. But you have a salmonella outbreak at a massive place like Tyson Foods or Serenade Foods, one of these massive corporations, massive factory farms, then it's not just 20 or 30 people, it's 60,000, it's 100,000, it's a million people that get affected by this, and it's a massive recall, and it's a huge issue. So what do you do to mitigate the possibility of that happening? Well, you wash your chicken in bleach. You pump your animals full of hormones. You know, all of this disgusting stuff that's making our food, turning it from a natural, you know, meat product into some sort of chemical stew that's full of hormones and estrogen mimickers and all sorts of other disgusting stuff. They're doing all of that because if they don't do that, then you get a salmonella outbreak. And if you get a salmonella outbreak, you're not just affecting 20 or 30 people, you're affecting tens of thousands. And so again, this just goes to the fundamental and foundational misapprehension that the globalists are working on. Because they think, hey, if we have a really big company that's doing all of the food, then that's a good thing. When reality is, if that's the case, then you have to take extreme measures to prevent things like salmonella outbreaks, which means you're pumping that food full of horrible stuff. That's very, very bad for you. You get how this works? You don't need to use hormones and, antibacterial stuff and, you know, all sorts of other horrific chemical stuff if you have, 50 pigs living in a field. But when you have 10,000 pigs living in a warehouse, yeah, the threat of disease is very much there. So you have to then use the antibiotics. Then you have to use the growth hormones. Then you have to use all of these other things to prevent the outbreak because of the volume and scale at which you're operating. It's a natural consequence of this unnatural system. So here, this chicken recall of 60,000 pounds of chicken products after a salmonella outbreak in 8 states. This is a direct result of this exact philosophy. Just like, you've seen all the studies or all of the experiments where they will take a McDonald's hamburger from 30 years ago and it looks exactly the same. It doesn't rot. It doesn't degrade. It's not natural. It's plastic, for all intents and purposes, right? Well, that's because if there's an outbreak of something at McDonald's, that's millions of people who get affected. So they have to completely denaturize all of their food system, all of their farm system, in order to prevent that sort of outbreak. So by a consequence of the size of these organizations themselves, that's what's causing so much of the justification or even necessity for the antibiotics and the growth hormones and the pesticides and all the other stuff that is making this food utterly disgusting. So it's an interesting little data note there that you might be able to extrapolate into a basic understanding of what the superior form of life truly is. It's not to be consolidated under massive, singular, unquestionable corporations that are ruled by international cabals of psychopaths that are as greedy as they are narcissistic. It's better to have small family farms. It's better to get your meat from a grower who actually cares about his cows and his pigs and actually has to, be careful about them rather than just shoving them full of antibiotics and just putting them in a pen, disgusting, cesspit of disease. They actually have to take care of them. So much superior that way. And so, I mean, this is the real crux of the argument, actually. When you get right down to it, it's a fundamental and philosophical disagreement between those who believe that consolidation and centralization is good and those who believe that decentralization and liberty is good. So these people that think they're, fighting back against the corporations, maybe they just don't understand. Maybe they just are that dumb and brainwashed. But all this horrific factory farming nonsense, all of the most horrific stuff that you talk to hippies about, you talk to hipsters about, you talk to people who like super liberal, you're like, hey, what do you think about factory farms? You're like, they have to be ended now. And it's like, okay, do you not realize that every one of your political opinions is been dictated to you by the people that run the factory farms? That Walmart actually dictates to you what you believe? That the mainstream media is actually in the pay of all these people? That the pharmaceutical companies that you are now slavishly enforcing laws on their behalf, they're the ones that make the antibiotics that make factory farming possible? Do you realize that this is all one big massive system into which you are playing an integral and negative part? Yeah, it's pretty messed up. So hopefully a little lesson for you there. We're going to be back on the other side with Artur Pawlowski. Remember, folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Don't fund your enemies. That's all we ask. Just if you got two pieces of homework from today's American Journal, it's do something. Get involved somehow. Just anything. Just absolutely anything. If your company is making you wear a mask, just make it difficult for them. If they're going to fire you for not taking the vaccine, make it the hardest thing they've ever had to do. Make them really question whether it was worth it after all. Just really just do something, please. And the other one is just don't contribute to your enemies. Just don't buy food and supplements and goods from the people who are actively enslaving you. Like, it's just two simple things, and we'd be in a really great place. InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the good guys, not with the bad guys. It's as simple as that.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power.
As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats, all amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Keys to Dream sheets, normally $100-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials using the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not as for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest is Artur Pawlowski. He's a pastor, of course. You know him well. He's a Canadian pastor who was born in Poland, where he grew up under a communist regime, seeing soldiers with machine guns and tanks on the streets as people rose up in 1981 to fight for their freedoms. As a first-hand witness to government overreach, he stood up in the face of tyranny for his congregation's right to worship. You can find his website at streetchurch.ca, and his YouTube is Artur Pawlowski TV. Thank you so much for coming on today, sir.
Thank you so much for having me in.
Well, and I, of course, last time we talked to you, you had just, I believe, just been arrested by the Canadian government. I'd love to hear, you know, what your experience has been since then. But really, I wanted to have you on because it was actually your event last weekend that Antifa attacked in Portland. Is that right? Can you tell us about what exactly happened there?
Yes, I don't know if you're aware, I am on a tour here in the United States of America, so I'm going from state to state. I have been privileged to speak to huge congregations and to small churches with a story, kind of awakening story, a story of great eagle, American eagle, rise up, stand up. It's time to start flapping your wings. You know, the whole world, the free world is looking at you, is looking at America, looking what will America do? Will Americans rise up? Will you stand up? Is this still the land of the free and the home of the brave? So I have been going from place to place, telling my story and telling Americans, hey, if you will not stand up, this is your future. Do you like it? Do you want it? It's up to you to do something about it. You still have that window of opportunity. I was invited to Portland, Oregon, and for a month I was told by some gangsters, so wannabe tyrants, that if I will come, I will be killed. If I will come, something bad will happen to me. Well, that doesn't sit well with me. If you will talk to my wife, she will tell you, if you blackmail me, if you will threaten me, I'll do just the opposite. You're telling me not to do it because lions do not bow before hyenas. I will not allow some wannabe gangsters on the streets to take our God-given and state-given rights to assemble, to speak, to preach, to have a church worship and prayer. So I arrived in Portland, Oregon, and we were setting up the equipment, and right away about 30, 40, 50 gangsters, tyrants, the brown shirts of Adolf Hitler showed up. But that's not really the interesting story. What is shocking, because we know Antifa is a terrorist organization. We know that they have been used by the government all over the world right now as their brown shirts of Adolf Hitler. So we know that. We've seen it before, including Canada. It's the same tactics, the same things. But here is the story within the story. We were asked politely by the police in Portland to move the venue just a little bit to the left because it will be a better place and we will be better protected and they will be there. And behold, they fed us to the beasts. They were watching as Antifa knew. I don't know if the police gave them the information that they asked us to move to the, you know, 100 yards, 200 yards to the left. They were waiting for us. And police was there watching the whole thing, and we were viciously, brutally attacked by those people dressed for battle. We had children with strollers. We had moms. We had, you know, elderly. All of the people just came for worship, for a prayer session, for a church event, and those people attacked us with firebombs, with gas, tear gas, with bear spray, you name it. They were throwing bombs that were blowing up next to a baby. One blew up. One lady was burned because of it. And, of course, the tear gas was crazy. And the police, I have them on camera, they were smiling. They were laughing. They enjoyed this time. So what we decided to do, we're going to go back to the place where we're told not to go.
So the police not only were standing by watching this happen, but actually seemingly helped to coordinate with Antifa to make you guys more vulnerable to them.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm perfectly aware what I'm trying to communicate to you. Police told us to go to that place, and they watched as Antifa was coming, attacking us. They watched the whole thing, and they did absolutely nothing. They had about four police cars. The anti-terrorists were there. SWAT team was there, and they chose to do absolutely nothing. Not one officer even left his car. They were just standing there watching the whole thing as women and children were being bombed by the brown shirts of Adolf Hitler. So what we did, we went to the battleship memorial where originally we were supposed to do the event, which is about 100, 200 feet, yards away from where Antifa attacked us. And we did what we came to do. We worshiped our God. We preached. I delivered my speech like planned. And we stood our ground. We had few patriots that came to the defense. They were a little bit late. That's why Antifa was so bold. But they came and they protected us. And because of this, and that's my message to you, Do not bow before those hyenas. Do not comply with those people. They want you to fear, to be in fear. They want you to be terrorized. And if you will allow them, you will lose all of your rights. So because they did that, I extended my stay in Oregon for 4 more days. So, Tuesday, we had another event. Of course, Sunday was a big event as well. A worship, Antifa did show up, but there was so many of us that they did not dare to attack us. It was thousands of Christians, and that made a huge difference. So Christians, come to the event, stand up. You cannot just sit behind your walls in your homes. You have to come out finally from your closet, because if you will not, you will lose your public square. You will lose everything. But Tuesday, we went outside and we did another event, and Antifa showed up in a big force. The same thing. They were throwing stuff in Salem. Police was there. They did not do anything. They watched as Antifa was threatening, yelling, and throwing things at kids and ladies. One a girl was hit viciously. She started to cry. The organizers called the police that was just there watching the whole thing and said, hey, arrest that person. We were attacked with a weapon, right, and we see the person still standing there. Please come. And they refused to come. So you have a cooperation right now between the police department and terrorists. The police department and the mayors and the city councilors are helping. They're actively helping the terrorists to take your rights to freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, freedom of speech away from you. Yesterday, we would not bow down. We organized another event, and we had a beautiful worship service. We were preaching. We were doing what the church is doing, and Antifa did not show up. Even one person from them didn't show up. So what that tells you, when the church stands up, when the patriots stand up their ground, their villains lose their steam.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm not sure if my interpretation of it was like there were a few people there. They got attacked by Antifa. And then the next day, thousands of people. Right. I mean, that was a reaction. Right. They saw people saw Antifa attacking Christians. So they said, we're not going to accept this. We're going to go out and stand up. So it was kind of a beautiful thing. Antifa inspired this massive Christian awakening in the Pacific Northwest. But we should not wait until Antifa attacks. We need to be out there aggressively, not attacking anybody, but aggressively taking over areas of the city to pray and to gather and to celebrate and to worship. I mean, you know, it's great that people had that reaction and, you know, came back to show Antifa, you're not going to intimidate us, but we need to be doing this before Antifa attack. We need to be gathering in these massive groups. I hope you're coming to Texas. Where else are you going in your tour, and how can people follow you?
Well, I'm going to Michigan. I'm going Friday. I'm flying to Sacramento. So I'm all over the state. Well, I'm waiting for the Texas and the Texas invitations. I'm waiting for Alex. I want to go live with Alex Jones. I love you guys. InfoWar is the best. I mean, I enjoy you. You're brave. You're lions. You're not bowing. I mean, that's the spirit of America. That's what I love about America. I'm here 2 months. I'm staying here for another month. And when the wannabe tyrants tell me, do not do it, I'll do it double. You see, I came to Oregon, Portland, for 1 hour to deliver one speech, to hang around for 1 hour with my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I was to go to Seattle. And because they did what they did, I extended my stay here for a week. Antifa, if you want to play this game, well, thank you for the invitation. Because if you attack me, if you attack my brothers and sisters, we're going to do not less church. We will do more church. We will not do less prayer. We're going to do more prayer. So if Texas want to see another lion from Canada born in Poland, I'll be glad to come. I'm waiting for the invitations. And I'm telling you, I'm traveling around the state, and I love America. And sometimes we're singing your national anthem, and sometimes we're singing the song, I Am American. And I'm telling you, from time to time, I'll just stand up and start singing with you and say, I am America.
Man, that is really amazing. Well, here's the invite. You are invited, sir. Please come to Texas. Please sit next to me in this studio. We would love to have you. We need more lions like you. That's exactly the right spirit to have. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for coming on.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Well, my name is Adrian Aguirre, and I'm a board-certified occupational therapy practitioner. And I'm here because I have experience on COVID units. I've worked on 3 COVID units, 2 isolation COVID unit, and 1 step-down unit. And so I've witnessed a lot of what I guess the media has been talking about, and I see how they've misrepresented the truth on COVID, the truth on the testing. For instance, at my facility, I work at the biggest skilled nursing facility here in Oahu, and I work with the geriatric population. The people that were moved to the COVID unit didn't have COVID. They tested positive with the PCR test, but most of them were asymptomatic and only suffering from their pre-existing conditions. None of them had exacerbated symptoms. Most of them weren't sick other than what they were already dealing with, end-stage renal failure, diabetes, COPD, congestive heart failure, things of that nature. I also saw how some of the hospice patients that were moved to the COVID units that died of terminal illness were actually put on the COVID death list, which is complete fraud. And facilities were facilitating this and doing this the whole time. More people survived and had no issues and were asymptomatic that were well into their 80s and 90s than that passed away. My entire experience on these COVID units, I think there were 12 deaths, and none of those deaths could fully be attributed to COVID. It was all pre-existing conditions or terminal illness. Since the rollout of the vaccine at my facility, Moderna was the vaccine that they administered, I've seen 32 elderly people pass away immediately after taking the Moderna vaccine. None of that is being talked about on the news. None of that is being spoken about, on the media. It doesn't fit their narrative. I've seen more people pass away from the vaccine than I have on COVID units, which is really weird, seeing that supposedly we have really high COVID case numbers. A lot of the patients that I treat are suffering from stroke and heart attack, hip replacement, knee replacement, things of that nature. So when these people get admitted to the hospital, they have to take a PCR test first. So someone experiencing a heart attack will be picked up by the ambulance, taken to the hospital. The hospital will administer a PCR test. If the PCR test comes back positive, they admit this patient as a COVID patient. They don't admit them as a heart attack patient. They don't admit them for myocardial infarction. That's kind of weird. I've had stroke patients that I've treated that were admitted to or taken to the hospital for stroke, but when they get there, PCR test says positive, so they're labeled as a COVID admission. Even though when they were there, they were never treated for COVID, they were asymptomatic, and they were only treated for their stroke. So there's just this huge misrepresentation, just a complete fraud with this system, with the healthcare system. I worked as a director of rehab for 5 months at another skilled nursing facility here in Kalihi on Oahu. And at that facility, during my time as being the director of rehab, I seen where the billing department would have my therapist change the ICD-10 medical diagnosis billing code from pulmonary disorder or COPD to COVID because of higher reimbursement. Now, these people were asymptomatic. Some of them may have had a positive PCR, and some of them didn't have a positive PCR test, but we were still forced to change those ICD-10 diagnosis codes to a COVID code because we get higher reimbursement for those patients. So it's just fraud on every level. Just higher reimbursement in medical facilities for someone that's labeled COVID. Whether you treat them for COVID or not, you're going to get higher reimbursement. I know this for a fact.
This ambulance coming right after you speak here.
Oh, yeah. So that person, whatever they're experiencing, as soon as they get there, they're not going to be allowed to be triaged or admitted until they have PCR. And if that PCR comes back positive, that person, if they're having a heart attack, a cerebral vascular accident,
fraud on every level, according to this guy. And of course, we know the PCR tests are inaccurate at above, a certain threshold, which almost all the tests are conducted above that threshold, meaning you're getting a ton of false positives. Amazing whistleblower testimony there. We'll post that full video up on band.video, and we encourage you to share it around. That is from the U.S. state of Hawaii. Incredible stuff. Great guest coming up next. Stay with us.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it a year and a half ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal. So glad that you're with us here today. My guest for this hour is a very special guest indeed. David Pine is the director of the National EMP Task Force. He currently serves as the Utah director of the EMP Task Force on National and Homeland Security and is a member of the Secure the Grid Coalition. Mr. Pine previously served as National Security Policy Director for the United States Senator Mike Lee of Utah. Mr. Pine served as a United States Army officer and worked as an international programs manager on the Department of the Army headquarters staff responsible for the countries of the former Soviet Union, Eastern Europe, and the Middle East, the Americas, and Africa from 2000 to 2003. Suffice to say, he is an expert on geopolitics and has unparalleled insight into the complexities that contribute to the balance of power in international relations. You can find his website at emptaskforce.us. Thank you so much for coming on the program, Mr. Pine.
You bet. Thank you. Appreciate
well, I'm very interested in some of your most recent work, including this white paper, Blackout Warfare, What U.S. Leaders Must Do to Ensure America's National Survival. And you talk a lot about the cooperation between Russia and China in this document, which is appropriate because as of today, Fox News is reporting Chinese Russian militaries are holding cooperative drills in northwest China. Can you tell us what this is all about, what this work is about, and what you're warning against here in this white paper?
You bet. So just to be clear, this white paper is part of a project. It's a book, Blackout Warfare, that's going to be published hopefully by early next month. I think it's going to be published by one of the biggest book publishers in the country. And the purpose of this book, which is authored primarily by Dr. Peter Pry, who serves as our executive director of the EMP Task Force, is to kind of wake up U.S. leaders about the massive threat that faces us, because we here in the EMP Task Force, we all agree that Russia and China, the Sino-Russian alliance, has outpaced and overmatched us in virtually every area of military strategic capabilities, right, including nuclear weapons, cyber weapons, EMP warfare, economic and industrial, might, and of course, theater, nuclear and conventional superiority along their borders in Taiwan and Eastern Europe.
Yeah, and it sort of parallels, I would say, the political warfare that's going on in the same way that once the Cold War ended, America sort of stopped defending itself, sort of thought, okay, we won. We don't have to defend ourselves against, on one hand, communist infiltration into our different organizations here in America. And on the other hand, actual warfare. We got rid of a lot of EMP or a lot of nuclear weapons, rather. We basically unilaterally disarmed ourselves in many ways. While meanwhile, people on the other side of the globe are under no such illusions and are actually actively increasing their capacity. And you make note of this rather extensively in this white paper. And frankly, it's somewhat terrifying. You say at one point the U.S. has yet to develop any super EMP weapons to help deter the use of such powerful weapons against us. As you note that Russia, China, and North Korea have been assessed as likely having the capability of using super EMP and cyber warfare attacks to shut down our electrical grid, our infrastructure, our internet, our financial system, our transport system. I mean, there's no system that's immune to these types of attacks, and yet we have no response to it. Is anybody in America concerned about this, that actually has the authority to do something about it? Or are you sort of sounding a bell and a warning and an alarm here, and is it being listened to?
So President Trump is the only president who's ever done anything to try to defend and secure America against the EMP attack. He issued an executive order that really helped help the U.S. government to, to plan for this contingency, to kind of, war game it and kind of determine where our vulnerabilities lie. The problem is, and what we've been pushing for in the EMP Task Force, is to try to get Congress to fund, it would take billions of dollars, perhaps as little as two or as much as $30 billion, to harden the grid in our critical infrastructure against EMP attack. And so that's really what needs to happen. And I will say that the Biden administration has not been totally negligent in this area. We reached out to them. I helped write a transition paper, a paper of recommendations to their transition team back in December. And we did get a positive response from them. They have reached out to us with their own Department of Homeland Security officials. But there's so much more that needs to happen. And as you've mentioned, we just really, when the Cold War ended and the Soviet Union collapsed, President George H.W. Bush just pretended that the Russian nuclear weapons, which totaled 44,000 estimated at the time, had just magically disappeared and disarmed us of 12,000 nuclear weapons with the stroke of a pen. And, his son got rid of an even higher percentage of our nuclear deterrent when he was president. So we've been going down the path of unilateral nuclear disarmament and some conventional disarmament as well, while our enemies have, Russia, did go through some motions. They certainly did reduce the size of the nuclear arsenal, but at a much slower pace. And I think they've retained about maybe 28% of their nuclear weapons as compared to what it was back then. We've gotten rid of more like 95%.
Right. And of course, China is actually rapidly building up their capacity. And you note here in this white paper that the PRC is constructing 250 nuclear silos at extremely rapid pace that would enable them to increase their deployed strategic nuclear arsenal by as many as 2,500 additional warheads as early as next year. And you also go on to note something that we report on quite regularly here. I mean, it's almost like, just waiting for something to pop off, waiting for something to happen as we see sort of you know, slight moves here or there in the Strait of Taiwan or the South China Seas, and then up in, you know, Russia and the Ukraine. I mean, it's like we're almost waiting for this spark to set off. What we see is a pile of oil-soaked rags. What do you think the likelihood is that we see something in the next, well, I don't know. I guess I'll leave the time frame up to you. What do you think the danger level is that we're experiencing here as we see our enemies across the globe ratcheting up their capability of nuclear war?
I think the danger is extreme. We've never faced this level of threat in our entire existence as a nation in terms of, you know, the level of relative weakness that we have versus our enemies. And, you know, back in World War II, you know, Hitler never had the ability to attack us. He couldn't even, you know, invade Britain, which is 20 miles away.
Right.
Nowadays, you know, obviously ever since the advent of nuclear missiles, ICBMs, you know, without a national missile defense system like Russia has, we have almost virtually no defense. You know, we have 44 APMs. They probably have about 5,000, according to my estimation. And so, yeah, the risk level couldn't be higher. And the biggest problem that we face is that our leaders continue to willfully blind themselves that the threat even exists. I mean, I've been reading some of our foremost foreign policy and national security strategists that just writing in the last few years saying, well, you know, if Russia and China ever got together, we'd be in big trouble, but the chances of that happening are very low. And as you pointed out, they're engaging in joint, you know, mock nuclear war exercises aimed against the United States. I think this very weekend. So, as well as exercises in Belarus against NATO. And it's, you know, it's those types of exercises, you know, that would be used to achieve surprise against us in any future war, because, you know, they would mobilize some of their forces near, you know, Taiwan or Eastern Europe. And then under the guise of exercises, they would just begin invading. Right. So, yeah, it's a huge problem. And our leaders, you know, if we don't recognize the threat, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah. And, you know, it almost reminds me of you know, prior to World War One, when I think it was Otto von Bismarck was like, if war breaks out, it's going to be some damn thing in the Balkans, right? It's like, that's how we feel now, where it's like, man, if something happens, it's going to be some damn thing in the Strait of Taiwan, right? And yeah, we see right. These sparks just waiting for the fire to light. And it's rather concerning, especially the language that China's using. As you point out, we've never experienced such an existential threat from across the globe of a nuclear-armed, you know, arsenal like this that we have no possibility of protecting against. But also the China's language is unprecedented, in my opinion, where they're saying, you know, if Japan fires one bullet, we will launch nuclear missile after nuclear missile until we devastate the entire island. I mean, that's incredibly visceral language that really lets you know the danger that we're in, that they're actually making this type of unprecedented claim. So very troubling. I want to talk about what, you know, individuals can do to prepare against a blackout on the other side. Stay with us.
So when I first started taking survival steel, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original survival shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share.
Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. My guest for this hour is David Pine, and this will be an interesting interview because it's sort of going to be divided down the middle. We're going to continue to talk about this threat of EMPs and the failure of the American government to keep up with the technological advancements of warfare technology that's taking place in China and Russia. But then we're going to take a bit of a gear shift and actually talk about World War II and Rudolf Hess in the second half, which I'm very excited to talk about, as well as I'm a big fan of history. But sticking with this blackout paper, Mr. Pine, maybe I'm just kind of paranoid, but this is always in the back of my mind. It's like, it's kind of funny, but it's not really funny. It's like anytime my phone like doesn't connect to the internet, I'm like, this is it. It's over. You know, the EMP has exploded. I just haven't heard it yet. But it's all going to come down. I'm sort of always constantly in the back of my mind thinking it could be any minute now, any second, something could happen that could really upend everything we know about the modern world. So can you just explain to people what an EMP is, how it would be used in warfare, and why you've sort of made it the center of your analysis?
Yeah, you bet. So the EMP effects, it's an effect of nuclear weapons, and it's kind of a radiation wave that goes out within a certain radius of a nuclear blast that is dependent upon the height that it's exploded. So in other words, if there's a nuclear ground burst, the EMP effect of that is going to be very restricted. But if it's, say 80 miles above the ground, then the radius could be in the, several hundred to even a few thousand miles in the event of a super EMP weapon. So a super EMP weapon is a nuclear device that's specially enhanced to enhance the EMP effect. And those are weapons that Russia developed, we believe, in the 1990s. They shared that technology with China and North Korea. North Korea may even have EMP, super EMP satellites where they could detonate them with a press of a button and have this, this massive effect that would shut down our entire country and potentially even disable our, nuclear C3 system, making it difficult to respond. And not only that, Can you imagine, you know, if the president's in the Situation Room bunker of the White House, or, you know, Air Force One, which is EMP hardened to some extent, so it could potentially survive an EMP strike. And then all the systems, you know, all the GPS goes off because our military satellites have been disabled. And, you know, then there's no picture. You know, he can't see what to do, what's, you know, what they're doing. You know, our troops on the ground, maybe in the Pacific and Eastern Europe, can't coordinate with their headquarters. So those are some of the military and strategic effects. But on a, you know, kind of a more down to earth level, as you said, you know, the internet would go off. Our phones would probably still work, but they wouldn't be connected. You know, lights, power would go off. Running water would likely stop. The food distribution system would break down. Planes would come crashing out of the air because they'd be knocked out. And then we'd also have, you know, on the highways, you know, cars would just kind of shut off and crash or simply not move. So those are a lot of the potential EMP effects. And we've estimated with the Congressional EMP Commission that predates my time in the task force that up to 90% of Americans could die from starvation, starvation-related disease, or a civil strife that would follow this kind of comprehensive EMP attack on the U.S. And lastly, I want to say, a cyber attack has a lot of the same effects. If there was a cyber attack that was, across the entire country, a lot of those same effects would occur.
And also, do I understand this could potentially happen from a solar flare, right? I believe in the late 1800s, there was basically an EMP that hit us from the sun, and it was like telegraph towers around the world blew up because of this electromagnetic pulse actually out of the sun, right? So, I mean, this also could be a natural disaster, couldn't it?
It could. And that's why it should be bipartisan. You know, the Democrats traditionally are loath to spend money on defense, to defend ourselves. They put their trust in pieces of paper and treaties, as do most Republicans as well, I must say. They think that as long as we have an arms control agreement, then there's no threat of a nuclear attack, and
right.
Muslims don't even realize the EMP attack threat. But we don't have any arms control agreements with China. So they have absolutely no limitation on how many warheads they can put in their missiles, how many missiles they can build, how many deployed strategic nuclear weapons they have. And so there's nothing to protect us on that front. But absolutely, back in 1859, there was something called the Carrington event, as you referred to. And that's something that happens every, 150 years or so. There's a massive geomagnetic storm, which is a solar storm, in which a solar flare hits the world. That's so powerful, it has a lot of these exact same devastating effects that I mentioned. It's most likely that if that were to occur, it would occur on a global scale. It's also possible that if it was shorter in duration, it could only impact one side of the globe, right. Chance of that or less. But you can imagine if it were to hit the Western Hemisphere, then our enemies could just walk right in and occupy us.
Right. No, it's incredibly troubling. And obviously there's not too much we can do to stop that as human beings. Of course, we can advocate for our politicians to actually put this in the forefront and actually be prepared and thinking about this, because like so many other disaster preparations, once it happens, it's too late, right? You can't go, oh, the EMP hit, let's start doing things now. No, you got to do things now in the event that it does hit, or else it'll be too late, obviously. But what can just a regular American do? Store food? Is there any special way you need to store food? Or is there anything that just our audience listening now can do in their personal life to, you know, protect or help mitigate in some way the effect to them personally if something like this were to happen?
So, yeah, we don't get into as much as, you know, individual EMP prep. There's a lot of, EMP preppers out there that can provide that information. Essentially, food storage, a large amount of water. You can dig your own well. Those types of things, a lot of, potentially camping gear, just storing medicines, toiletries, that type of thing. But yes, there are things you can do in generators. Solar generators are a good option. Some people have, I have a friend who stored a huge amount of gasoline. So he had enough, would have enough fuel to I guess, fuel his motorcycle for a year or more. So,
right.
Those are options as well. And then there's also some things you can do. For example, if you were to store your car underground or in a underground concrete parking lot, most likely would survive any EMP effects. Of course, the problem is, in the event of a cyber attack, it wouldn't knock out the cars directly necessarily. There might be some kind of GPS system on the more advanced cars. Obviously, those wouldn't work, but it would knock out, prevent our fuel pumps from being able to, with the power being shut off, to be able to pump gas. And, that would essentially render our cars immobile within a matter of time, anyway.
Right.
As
we've seen with the lockdown and even with the big freeze down here in Texas, I mean, the things we take for granted, like the food supply, it's actually a very tenuous and really kind of delicate supply chain that can be very easily disrupted. Man, something like this is not a disruption. It's total devastation to it. So I guess just being prepared in general is the way to go. But really, our government needs to be taking this into account and helping to prevent this from happening, at least on a human level. We'll be right back with David Pine.
Got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats, all amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Giza Dream Sheets, normally $100-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not as your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again. And criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV, and they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest this hour, David Pine, director at the National EMP Task Force, their website, emptaskforce.us. And, I really am enjoying talking to Mr. Pine because, obviously, you know, one of the primary positions that we consistently hold here at InfoWars is being anti-war. But what we're talking about here is not being pro-war. It's about defense. It's about protecting yourself against threats. It doesn't help anybody just pretend that war doesn't exist. You have to be prepared for it, and you have to gird yourself against it and shield yourself from the threats that are arising on the horizon. So this is really a great thing in the defensive realm that I really like. And it's looking to be very necessary, as we had just a few weeks ago, China come out with this propaganda video where they make no bones about their willingness and sort of eagerness to use nuclear weapons on their enemies. They say, quote, "We will use nuclear bombs first. We will use nuclear bombs continuously. We will do this until Japan declares unconditional surrender for the second time, when we liberate Taiwan, if Japan dares to intervene by force, even if it deploys one soldier, one plane, or one ship. We will not only return fire, but we will wage full-scale war against Japan itself." I mean, wow, talk about some bluster there, some confidence there. Incredible. I've never heard a country make a statement like this. What does this say to you, Mr. Pine?
Well, just to clarify, so I'm currently serving as the Deputy Director of National Operations for the EMP Task Force.
Okay.
This is a very troubling sign because, you know, China has for the last 30 to 40 years been operating on the idea that, you know, they're going to feign weakness while they're strong. And now that they're strong, you know, they're not feigning weakness. They're, you know, those are kind of Sun Tzu dialectics.
Absolutely, straight out of our war, yeah.
Yeah. And they've done a lot of that, but it's their glove is coming off their iron fist, mm-hmm. with this massive expansion of their nuclear arsenal by about 2,500 nuclear weapons, which is that alone would be over about 3.5 times more ready to fire nuclear weapons than the U.S. currently deploys. So that's a huge, massive threat combined with Russia. It's just overwhelming. It would constitute nuclear supremacy once it's completed. But as you mentioned, they've threatened Japan. If they send, one soldier, one ship or one aircraft to help defend Taiwan, they're going to strike them with a nuclear first strike. And to me, that's a veiled message against the U.S. And I've been warning about this for years now. Is that if we intervene in Taiwan, they're going to hit our homeland, mm-hmm. and they're going to hit us with, cyber and EMP weapons minimally, and possibly a dozen, up to a dozen nukes as well. And so what we need to do is we need to realize that, with our weakened state and our limited capabilities militarily, we need to decide, okay, what are our vital interests? And we haven't really done that. At this point, our vital interest is Montenegro. It's Lithuania, the Baltic states, Taiwan, all these states that are on the periphery of Russia and China. When we interfere in their spheres of influence, they have understandably gotten extremely angry and have allied with each other, an alliance which against us, which might not even exist had we not provoked them to ally in the first place. But is it really worth the lives of 270 million Americans, whether Taiwan flies the five-star red flag or is independent and free? I mean, it's hard to make those kind of, decisions because I'm extremely pro-Taiwanese, but we just, it's not within the means of the United States at this time to defend Taiwan. And if we did, it would be catastrophic, I think, for the United States.
Sort of a damned if you do, damned if you don't, I guess. I mean, if you don't do anything, then China sort of has a free hand with its neighbors, which means they're going to grow their power, which means they're going to become a bigger threat in the future. But if you do do something, and they're telling us, well, we're going to bomb you to smithereens. So not an enviable position, I guess, that we're in, or at least wouldn't be that bad if we maybe had some better people up at the top making these decisions for us. But I have just about zero faith in that. So it is somewhat troubling to see this. I don't know. I mean, what would you say is, do you have any sort of guess as to how this proceeds going into the very near future? Do you know what America is planning on doing, or if anything, or are we just sort of waiting for the spark that sets the fire?
So this is the scary thing, and I describe this in my article as the U.S. stumbling into World War III or being dragged into World War III, because, you know, these world wars typically don't happen entirely intentionally. It's a lot of miscalculations. You know, in World War I, there was a localized conflict between Serbia and Austria, Hungary, that was regionalized into, you know, by Russia, mobilization, and that turned into a European war as Germany felt surrounded and attacked Russia's ally, France. These kind of great power alliances are actually what caused world wars.
Right.
And that's why we need to have a serious reexamination of what our vital interests are, what alliances are in the U.S. national security interests, and those that cause us more risk than benefit, such as Montenegro, Eastern Europe. Taiwan is not a formal U.S. ally, but a lot of those countries on the Russian and Chinese periphery that we haven't really cared about, even during World War II, you know, may not be worth the loss of our country and most of our population in a potential nuclear war or EMP cyber war with Russia and China.
Right. And that, again, just like all these other preparations, it's almost a decision we have to make before we get there, or else we're going to be sort of running around with our like chickens with our heads cut off, not knowing which direction to go and making everything worse. And that's actually kind of a nice little segue here into what is seemingly a totally different topic, but actually, you know, part of what you do is you help to bring a historical knowledge into the modern world. And so we look back at past world wars and hopefully to prevent the next one, right? So you have this article that I find absolutely fascinating. It's a topic that I'm very interested in. Rudolf Hess, Last Casualty of World War II. That's the title at Real Clear History, an article from August 1st. And this is largely about this very kind of exciting, like double knots. I mean, it sounds like a movie. Rudolf Hess, I think, actually parachuting into Scotland, right, with this peace offer, the last of four peace offers that Hitler, you know, gave to England that were rejected. Can you tell us how this relates to the modern day and just what is the importance of this story?
Yeah. So the U.S., U.S. leaders have learned all the wrong lessons from World War II. You know, the lesson we typically hear is, oh, it's 1938. We must not appease our enemies at all. You know, if we gave, you know, we gave the Germans Sudetenland and at the Munich Pact, and then he viewed that as a green light to, you know, invade the world, essentially. And that's really a false narrative. A lot of people don't realize how narrowly the U.S. escaped the outbreak of World War II. It wasn't the failure of appeasement that caused World War II. It was the abandonment of the appeasement policy, which started World War II. And the reason I say that is because if, you know, Hitler wanted Poland as an ally and spent 5 years trying to accomplish that as an ally against the Soviet Union, and the Poles were aware of that. And that's why they didn't really fear Hitler, because they're like, well, he's been pro Poland for like 5 years. He can't be serious about invading us. And even if he did, you know, we've got allies with Britain and France that are powerful, and we have a great army, and we could defend ourselves. You know, the real lesson to be learned is if a limited accommodation of our adversaries can potentially result in our national survival. Poland had given up 4% of its territory, Danzig and the Polish Quarter. Danzig, of course, wasn't part of Poland at all. Hitler never would have invaded Poland, and there wouldn't have been a World War II with Britain, France, and the U.S. at all. It would have been a regional war between Germany and its allies and Soviets. Right. And so, with regards to Hess, as you mentioned, you know, the Hess story is really interesting, because here we have the number three leader of Nazi Germany, who was fluent in a plane. And the idea that it was a lone wolf mission.
Stay there, Rudy. Get back to Rudolf Hess on the other side of this commercial break. Stay with us, folks.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan, or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock and it's available in only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed. For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, folks, I don't need to tell you about the uncertain fate of one Jeffrey Epstein. But did you know hashtag Rudolf Hess didn't kill himself? I honestly, this article, Why Rudolf Hess Was the Last Casualty of World War II, will be of great interest to InfoWarriors, as it does have all of these elements of a spy novel, of a modern conspiracy. And of course, it helps in some way to illuminate what is a largely misunderstood part of our history. And I'm sorry, you got cut off there at the end of the last segment by the commercial break. My guest is David Pine, who wrote this article that talks about sort of, again, a misunderstanding of a major and what could have been great event of World War II that was maybe a missed opportunity that itself led to what we know as the Holocaust and everything else that, came out of World War II. So please, sir, if you can finish your thought, or just, tell us about Rudolf Hess and this trip and this peace offer.
Yeah, so I did a lot of research for this paper, which was about, this article is about 9 pages long. And I looked at every source really on the subject that really uncovered a lot of the details that have been concealed by primarily by the British over the past, 75 years, 80 years. And so essentially, the Hess peace mission was Hitler's final offer to Britain to end the war in the West, and in a very generous way. I mean, he offered to withdraw from 7 of the 9 nations that Nazi Germany occupied, including France, in return for a free hand in waging war against the Soviet Union. So essentially, it would have liberated every country but Poland and Luxembourg. And if you think about it, the U.S. and British, Churchill rejected the offer, and we kept fighting, and we fought for 4 years. But really, every life lost, every U.S. and British soldier lost during that period was unnecessary, because Hitler was willing to vacate those territories for free, without any major concession on the British and American side, other than staying neutral in the coming German-Soviet war. And it was as an express condition of this peace offer. Hitler had stated that his desire to deport all the European Jews to Israel. Of course, forced deportation is very deplorable, but it would have saved the lives of 6 million Jews. And, potentially Israel's population might be at least 3 times larger today, and how much more powerful they would be, and how wonderful it would have been to save all those innocent lives from Hitler's Holocaust. So, there's a lot of, we wouldn't have allied with the Soviet Union potentially. We wouldn't have built them up. The Nazis and the Soviets would have bled each other dry, in the words of Harry Truman, Senator Truman at the time. That's what he said our strategy should be, is to get our two greatest potential enemies to fight each other. And so this is kind of, they were allies. Nazi and Germany and the Soviet Union were formal allies between 1939 and 1941. They signed a kind of a political alliance agreement, not really military, but a political alliance agreement in September of 1939. And so the best thing we can do, and Sun Tzu talks about this, is to divide the enemy alliance, divide and disrupt the enemy alliance. I wrote my thesis at Georgetown when I got my master's in national security studies, was how to divide and disrupt the Sino-Russian alliance, which at that point wasn't even formalized. It wasn't formalized until 2001. Right. And I graduated the previous year. So there are a lot of important lessons to be learned on how to shorten wars, avoid catastrophes. We could have saved tens of millions of lives, and we could do it again right now. We pursue a wiser strategy, as I outlined in my Blackout Wars paper.
Right, learning from the lessons of history, and are we better able to figure out exactly what happened now than we were back then? Obviously, when things are going on, you don't know which sources to trust, and we don't know what's true and what's not. Now we have all the sources, and you can sort of go back and see, okay, this person was saying this here, but saying this over here, because the deception is just a fog in all of this, as every war has fog. It's like, well, right, were the Germans really offering peace? Of course, they were allies with the Soviet Unions until they invaded them unexpectedly, right? And of course, you actually talk about here in this article how maybe even offering to accept or look at the peace officer was Britain being deceptive, sort of lulling Hitler into thinking, okay, there might be peace soon. You know, maybe I don't need to worry about them as much, when in reality they were preparing to really launch the full scale war. So what is the difference, or how successful do you think you are now at getting the full picture and understanding, okay, this is what really happened and this is what all the different players were all trying to achieve at this point? Or do you have a pretty clear view now, 75 years later?
Yes, and the key revelation that we obtained through this research I obtained that I shared with the readers of Real Clear History and your own audience is that the biggest reason that the British intelligence ordered Hess killed when he was 93, I mean, he was near death as it was, he was in very poor health, had a lot of mental and physical disabilities. The Soviets, you know, under Gorbachev were like, yeah, we think you should release him. And, you know, within 2 years of that, them saying that, he was dead. Mm. And there were a lot of very suspicious circumstances, associated with his death. But the main reason apparently that was revealed, by my research is that, the British wanted to cover up the fact that there was a plot. It's quote unquote, it's a plot to overthrow the Churchill government. And a lot of people think, well, so there was a violent coup attempt that was being planned? No, it was a peaceful. They were trying to force Churchill out so that they could replace him with someone who would end the war to save Britain and to help ensure that Europe wasn't Sovietized, which is a fear that was realized by Churchill's decision to keep the war going until Germany was destroyed.
Right.
And so, you know, that was really a missed opportunity, not only to save the lives of 6 million Jews, but to prevent the Soviet Union from having so much power. And there were ripple effects, with the Pacific War, in terms of the Soviets being free to occupy North Korea, Northern Japan, and Manchuria, that led to the fall of China to communism, which was really the greatest catastrophe of human freedom in the last century. You know, with 1.4 billion people enslaved by communist China. And this, no one wants to destroy and kill Americans more. They've been spending the last 30, 40 years trying to figure out a biological weapon that only kills Caucasians, you know, or Americans. So, there was a lot of reasons why, the British wanted him dead because he had too many secrets. I mean, right. That was the biggest secret was that there were, a lot of royals, the former king of England, was part of this plot to get Churchill to resign and be replaced by a pro-peace government, part of the peace faction. And there were a number of dukes. There were four royal dukes that I've identified out of 24 at the time. So 1/6 of the highest ranking, nobles and princes within the British government at the time are known to have supported peace with Hitler along the very favorable lines that he offered.
Right.
And so those are some of the reasons why I believe that the British ordered him killed.
Well, the whole thing is incredibly fascinating, and you really do shine some light on stuff that's previously been hidden in the shadows. And it kind of reminds me of Vietnam, and of course there's speculation and maybe confirmed that, you know, Richard Nixon wanted the war prolonged because he was running for president and thought he'd have a better chance if his opponent wasn't able to bring about peace, and so peace talks were scuttled then. I mean, this happens routinely in history where for personal power or political aggrandizement, people will actually, do away with pretty favorable peace options in favor of war because that's the way that they've gained their power. It's incredibly fascinating stuff and does a great job of illuminating, the mistakes of the past that have led to total catastrophe, and we can hopefully learn from that and prevent such catastrophes from happening in the future. Again, the website is emptaskforce.us. David Pine is my guest, and you guys are, you said you were certified by Congress, or you've basically been, this organization is supported by Congress, but you also rely on public support and donations as well. Is that right?
Yes, we're the AMP Task Force on National Homeland Security is a congressionally authorized board. But a lot of people think, oh, that means we're a government agency. No, we're actually a private organization, and therefore we depend on individual donations in order to help fund our efforts to protect and save America from EMP and cyber and nuclear attack.
Well, it's very important work, and I hope our audience can help you out with that by going to emptaskforce.us, and you can find this article that I've really enjoyed reading. I think our audience will as well. Real Clear History. The title is Why Rudolf Hess Was the Last Casualty of World War II. Thank you so much for coming on with us, Mr. Pine.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Very interesting stuff, folks. That's going to do it for us here at American Journal. The Alex Jones Show begins in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Unless you want to go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can go there. That's where you go to support us. Thanks for being with us.